home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that... Wait, what's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's crushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 east of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Spring is in the air, and that means it's time for baseball and softball on Hoosierland TV. Get ready for exciting varsity action as the girls take the field for softball and the boys step up to the plate for baseball all season long. Every pitch, every hit, every big play, covered live with play-by-play from Don Stock and Kyle Etherington, bringing you the energy, the insight, and the hometown excitement you won't want to miss. From rivalry matchups to key conference showdowns, Hoosierland TV is your home for spring sports coverage. Grab your Cracker Jack and tune in to cheer on your favorite team, because the season starts now. Varsity, softball, and baseball live on Hoosierland TV. Tune in to Hoosierland TV for Tuesday, May 5th at 5:30 p.m. Girls Softball, Carroll versus Clinton Prairie. Brought to you by Wealthy Exteriors, Jerry's Body Shop, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Wampler Services Incorporated, Norman & Miller Eye Care, Winsky Brothers, Encompass Credit Union, Barrett Farms Express, The Farmers Bank, Fiberhawk, Tier 1 Meat Company, Fire Pizza, and Frankfort Moose Lodge.
Rod Stewart coming back in on Party Line, Tuesday edition, May 5th. It is Cinco de Mayo Day, remember? And get out there and enjoy that as we enjoy Americana as well. This is the 250th year of America, as we were just talking to the library. A lot going on, so get out to the library this Friday night and enjoy America 250. Experience America 250. That's coming up this Friday night. Also, ball game, Carroll and Clinton Prairie tonight. Don't miss that on HoosierlandTV.com. And we appreciate all of our sponsors that make that happen each and every broadcast, whether it be Party Line, whether it be a ball game, whether it be an election forum, whether it be a community meeting, whatever the case may be. It's great to have our sponsors helping us bring you all of those broadcasts on HoosierlandTV.com. And one of those fine sponsors joining me now, Mr. Jimmy Caldwell. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Jimmy, of course, not only a Hoosierland TV sponsor and a Party Line sponsor, but you are so the owner, operator of Avery Home and here in Frankfort, downtown Frankfort. And the word's getting out, brother. I think more and more people are recognizing that you can actually buy appliances right here in Frankfort.
Yeah, we've been blessed. It's been getting a lot busier these past few months. We've got some exciting things coming into the works for the building that'll make it a little bit easier to find. So, new sign coming, and we've got the truck wrapped now. Some things just take a little bit of time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At time, well, you know, it took 250 years to get here in this country, and it's hard to believe. You know,
that's right.
It's hard to believe that we're celebrating that this year. Before we kind of dive into some of the things that you do in your business, but you're also a musician, you're a drummer, and you like music and appreciate music, and a big part of Americana is music. I was just, as we were coming into Rod Stewart, I was thinking about all of the music that you and I have talked about since you've moved to town. It's fun, and it's a blessing to be able to celebrate other talents and abilities that God gives us, and so you like the beat on the skins.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I've been playing drums since I was 8 years old, and it's one of my favorite things in the world. It's awesome. Being a musician is great. It's certainly a blessing for sure.
It's a good way to get some that a little extra stress and anxiety out of your system.
You know, so you can go. Yeah, it's great. It's for a guy like me, it's good for your ticker too, to make sure it's still working properly. So.
Yeah, and keeping that in rhythm. You know, you want to make
that's
sure
right,
that you
want to right.
make sure the ticker is in rhythm.
You got to exercise. You got to exercise. We're not getting any younger.
Well, that's right, and that's one of my biggest challenges. I try to eat a little bit better in the last couple of years, but exercising is still a struggle for me. I don't know. I don't mind walking. I do walking from just where we go. I'm always running around, but that's not necessarily the good walking and the relaxing walking. And I need to be more intentional with that. That's for sure. And
Don't we all?
Yeah, I do like to do planks. I can do planks, and that does help me. And I appreciate the minute or minute and a half that I'm in a plank position, and then I'm ready. Then I'm ready for a Pop Tart and some ice cream. So
some Glover's ice cream.
Yeah, some Glover's ice cream for sure. So okay, let's get back to the appliance world. You not only appliances, you have. Furniture. You have a lot of things to offer.
Yes.
You're limiting you to appliances.
Right, right. So, I mean, first things first, we got a new website, and it's fantastic. We had an awesome company come in. They offered us a little bit more than what the other one did, and they're local. So, the main reason that we went with them. But our new website is AveryAppliancesAndFurniture.com.
Okay.
So, pretty simple to remember, but it's got some of our stuff on there, and we're not just appliances, although we have picked up some awesome vendors. We're now selling Bosch dishwashers, so you know, the new 800 series everybody wants. We've got that. You can get a whole Bosch kitchen. We're doing contractor packages for new builds, new kitchens, selling a lot of 4-in-1 GE Cafe packages for that, and wall ovens. Of course, Speed Queen, I mean, we can't keep those on the floor. Those are becoming more readily back in stock and easier to ship, and we're getting those in a pretty quick turnaround time. But we've been selling a lot of dining room tables and couches and motion sectionals, and we've been selling a lot of mattresses, a lot of mattresses.
Okay. Well, and I know at least a couple of Speed Queens will be coming off the floor today. So
in
our house. So we appreciate it.
That's right.
You know,
my
Maytags have done well. But I've got a dryer door that's barely hanging on, and I got a washer that wants to. It's got its own mind. Sometimes you push the button and it will turn on, and then sometimes it just says, you know what, I'm taking a break, not today. And so
exactly. So. And that's when you know it's time to replace them. And you know, that's what's so great about those Speed Queens, and that's why we take such pride in what we sell and the products that we sell, because those Speed Queens, especially the ones that you and your wife purchased, those are rated for 750,000 washes. So in most cases, when I sell a Speed Queen, I'm replacing a Speed Queen from the early 80s because they last that long. But these are fantastic. I love them. And they put them through a number of different tests at their facility. They wash them in motor oil and all kinds of other different chemicals and see how long it's going to take for things to break down. But the difference between those and other laundry packages or laundry sets is they still make them the old school way, you know, cast iron parts and riveted doors and the big thick gauge steel. So you're really going to enjoy them, especially the ones that you got, because those come in matte powder coated black.
So, oh, yeah. My wife liked the black. So
the black's a nice option for sure.
Yeah, and I like the old time dials instead of the digital stuff. So
absolutely.
And that was, and I think that sometimes some of the things that goes on, you know, for years, I don't know if you know this, a little history about Frankfurt. Mallory.
Let's hear it, Sam.
Yeah, Mallory Controls was in Frankfurt for many, many years. Mallory Controls made washer and dryer dials, those antiquated dials, which cracks me up because they're coming back to that. I mean, many of you, you could probably tell me if I'm wrong or right, but it seems like a lot of the washers are kind of going back to that antiquated dial versus the digital push button stuff.
Well, I mean, it just comes down to availability and replaceability. Now, those are built to last anyways, but, you know, let's say you set something on top of your washing machine, you smash a knob, you don't have to worry about replacing a whole control panel, even though they offer models that do have the digital control panels. You have antiquated knobs on there, and one of the other features that Speed Queen is the only one that has is the set that you got. Actually, there's no lid lock on it. So if you forget to throw a pair of socks in there or a washer rag from the kitchen sink, you can always run it back to the laundry room, open up that lid, and throw it in at any point in the cycle. It doesn't matter. You don't have to wait.
Oh, yeah, that's great, because I hated when I miss, because I do a lot of our laundry. I do all my laundry, and I do some of my wife's laundry, but usually I try to make sure that as I do all mine, that if there is something, but I have to be careful because there's something. Why did you put that sweater in the dryer? That's not, so I've kind of just,
I know.
I've avoided her as much as laundry as much as I can. However, the,
it's easier when we do it ourselves, Shane.
Yeah, that's right. It's easier to just take care of myself. So it's, I love that feature, because so many times you go back and think, oh, I forgot this, I forgot that. And then you have to go through this, push the button. And sometimes you can't, it's just too far into the cycle. So you can't.
Well, I mean, not only the features, I mean, they're easy to understand, easy to use. Well, like what I like to call user friendly, but the warranties on them are phenomenal. Like, you know, the TC5 stands for Classic Model 5-Year Warranty. So 5 years, full bumper to bumper warranty. I mean, unless you run a Glover's ice cream cart into the front of it and dent the door, everything's taken care of on that unit. So just a great company. I love it. But I mean, moving on to some of the other companies, we have, you know, Simmons and Beautyrest and Serta, and we're selling a lot of the world-class mattresses and the Beautyrest Black mattresses. And as far as dining goes, you know, we've got the holidays coming up, and like you said yourself, today, Cinco de Mayo, and a lot of times families come together and celebrate around a long, nice dining room table. Even if you don't see it on the floor, because, you know, obviously we're limited on space with so many appliances, but we can absolutely have it the same way. If we have a warehouse in Indianapolis, we just run up there and get it. You tell us what you want, easy peasy. So,
yeah, it's a great get for our community. It's a great amenity to have you guys added to, you know. And, you know, and we've got other folks out there that are selling furniture, and we, you know, Lenin's, they're great sponsors here. They do.
Oh, they're awesome.
They're awesome. Mark does a great job. I sit on one of his couches every night.
You know what? I've got two of his lazy boys in my living room because I don't sell them.
Yeah.
He's got the most comfortable recliners I've ever sat in my life.
Yeah, I would agree. And so, you know, we've got, but the thing is that especially that appliance piece was really missing when McCollum's closed. It really left a bit of a void. And I know you guys have been good friends with Bill and Jan McCollum for many years. And I think that the opportunity to come to Frankfurt and to just bring your expertise of many years and to bring your passion for the industry and also that energy to be able to keep up with all of the new stuff that's coming in, that's so important, because we can't get stale especially in this industry, because things and the big box stores are selling things every day, and they don't, you know, they sell in volume, some people say, well, I can probably get a better deal somewhere at the big box. I don't think you can do that, because I think you're pretty much a price matcher, but I don't think you'll never get the service.
Never get the service. So what I like to pride myself on is, I mean, we always, always match prices. If they have it in stock and we have it in stock and they've got it $100 cheaper, not only are we going to match that price, we're going to beat it as well. And, you know, like in your situation yesterday, you can even testify for this. The more you buy, the more you save. And yeah. A lot of companies try to look at, oh, how much can I get out of this complete sale? And for us, being a faith-based company, we want you to come back when you have your washer go bad. That's an unfortunate circumstance. But we want you to come back when you want to buy your new living room suit or your new mattress. Or, you know, I sold a trash compactor yesterday to a lady that was building a new home, and a GE Cafe kitchen to a guy that was building a brand-new house. And It's the fun stuff like that that makes it all worth it. So yeah,
absolutely.
We're in the mindset that, you know, we want to save you money 1,000% because we want to see your face again.
Yeah.
And we want you to come in and visit us. So.
Well, absolutely. And the radio and the reviews stand by that. I mean, I look, you know, you've got five star reviews across the board. You also,
we try.
Yeah.
We certainly
and I mean, and look, it's you can't please everybody. I mean, you can't. I mean, there's always going to be somebody that's going to have a complaint or a struggle or a problem or a difficulty or a challenge.
Sure. But I get you can that. Always have the opportunity to make that to make that bad experience into a better one. And there's always all kinds of ways to do that. And that's what I love so much about customer services. Sometimes some people come from other situations to where they've had a bad experience. And our only job is to apologize for that experience they've had somewhere else and give them the best customer experience to where when they leave, they don't ever want to come back anywhere else.
Yeah.
Because our customers are really our friends. And for a guy like me who doesn't know anybody in Frankfurt besides you and some of the elected officials and other business owners, but it's really nice to have. I mean, I just want to say this real quick. The people that are in Frankfort and Clinton County are amazing. And now, I don't live there yet. I live a county away, but we are looking for property there. And I'm so excited for when we do make it to Clinton County, because the community support and just the demeanor of the people that we've met have been fantastic. And I'm so excited whenever a new face walks through the door. So.
Yeah. Can't beat the greatest people on the planet, I believe. So
I really believe that. Really believe it.
So, and the cool thing about this also downtown with Frankfurt, you know, because, you know, you get sometimes you get the people negative, well, it's not like it used to be. And I always say, hey, no, it's not like it used to be. But, you know, we all live in our own eras. Everything ends up closing. You know, you have.
Well, cars didn't used to have air conditioning either,
right.
But I'm sure glad they made that change.
That's right. So, but what I'm thinking about, you know, here in this scenario with Frankfurt, you've got we've got three furniture and appliance stores, mattress facilities within. You can walk within about 100 feet. I mean, it's amazing. You got Xenia's, and then you got Lennon's,
yep.
And then you got yourself. So if you want to, you don't even have to go anywhere. You don't have to leave the county. You don't even have to leave the downtown square. You can
That's right.
You can have multiple prices. You can get, you know, the competition going, and you can get everybody, you know, trying to get to win your service or win your sale. And I think that's awesome, because that just shows you that there is there's choice, and when there is choice, there's competition and choice that drives commerce, and I think it also drives the customer satisfaction, because you're going to end up choosing either the better deal or the better service or the better warranty. You've got to make the decision, and I that's why we greatly appreciate you investing in Frankfurt and being a part of the community, because it's just adding to the opportunity of choice, and I think that's very important. Very important. So what?
Absolutely.
You got big plans for Cinco de Mayo today, or?
You know, I've never been a drinker, at least a big drinker. Anyways, you know, there's the occasional wedding, but Cinco de Mayo, I think that we are going to relax a little bit, and I think that we are going to deliver some appliances And I think that we are going to be thankful and order some awesome, awesome, awesome food for lunch today and just stuff our faces.
Yeah, well, and when you think about it, I mean, it's a battle that was celebrated, you know, the Battle of Pueblo on May 5th of 1862, where the Mexicans' resilience and their resistance really able to keep let them celebrate their culture. And so that's the whole reasoning behind Cinco de Mayo. And of course, it's as the culture has moved into America, we celebrate it, and like you said, we celebrate it with food. so there's some some great Mexican great Mexican food in Frankfort, Indiana.
There sure is.
Hey, before I let you go, it's also a National Teachers Day. Well, who was your favorite? Do you know your favorite? Do you remember your favorite teacher's name?
I do. It's a mouthful. It's Miss Agostinelli when I was in third grade.
Isn't that crazy though that we all know? We all still know our teachers, our favorite teacher. And what grade that was that?
It was third grade, yep.
Third grade. What was the name again? Mrs.
Miss Agostinelli.
Agostinelli, is that Italian?
I hope so. If not, I'm real wrong.
Agostinelli. So what did she teach you? What was the subject?
Well, I mean, when you were in, you know, grammar school,
yeah.
It was all the
homeroom. Yeah.
Yeah, at least where I was at anyway. But no, she just stood out because she really took time to connect with the kids and really nurture their interest. And she was one, it's funny you talk about music, she was one of the first people in my life that actually encouraged music and music theory, and we talked a lot about it. So when I was about 8 years old, my dad came home and brought me my first drum set, and ever since then I've been making noise, and my neighbors have been loving me ever since then. But
yeah, you get the speakers boom booming. I can see how that would be the case. But well, that you know, as we celebrate National Teachers Day, honoring America's 3.5 million elementary and high school teachers, I think it all comes back to that one, you know, Mrs. Woods was my first grade teacher, and she was just fantastic. I mean, she, the patience of Joe, but Miss Washington was the gal that probably got me out of, well, certainly got me out of the trailer in the back of the school, and it really sat down with me and helped me understand math enough for me to get through. And if it hadn't been for Miss Washington's patience and
that's
kindness,
why you took off your shoes when he was counting. Yeah,
that's right. That's exactly right, man.
The
problem is, Jimmy, it got beyond my hands and toes, and that's when I get a little nervous when the amount gets a little further past my hands and toes. So, but you took good care of us, and we greatly appreciate the opportunity to wash and dry our clothes again because it was.
Oh, you're gonna love it! I'm so excited to get the text message tomorrow. Like, hey, that was the best washing experience ever. And isn't it funny that adults were like, hey, that washing machine is a lot quieter than the other one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you get excited. It's a real thing.
Well, I think so often the simple pleasures are really where life is, because we get so caught up in everything else. And, you know, and you're right, you know, teenagers are like, well,
hey, I'll take a quiet washer over a bad day any day.
I'll just take, and just to be able to smell clean, you know, that's another thing. Cause we had our ring in our washer, I think, and I've cleaned that thing, and it's one of those side ones, and you know, anyway, I don't want to bore people with all of that, but it is great. So how do folks get a hold of you, Jimmy? You got your new website. You mentioned it, but
yeah,
I didn't write
so
it down.
So I mean, the easiest way to get a hold of us is call the store.
Yeah,
it's 765-670-6080. Another easy way, follow our Facebook page, our Instagram page, we've even got a TikTok. But yeah, follow our social media pages, follow our website, call the store, stop in, see what we got, talk to us. If you don't see it on the floor, I guarantee you that we can get it. I mean, we even sell commercial appliances, so you know, like the walk-in coolers that you see in an Applebee's restaurant or the industrial-sized coolers.
Yeah, you even sell patio furniture, right?
Patios? We do. We do. We talked about this last year, Sam. The time's coming up. So if you go onto our website, you can see the Ashley, different Ashley tabs. And we sell a lot of Ashley furniture. They make fantastic patio furniture. I mean, ones with fireplaces in them. You can do s'mores from the couch outside.
We got a couple of nice tables. We need some new chairs. And I should have my negotiate. If I would have been thinking, I'd have negotiated those into the deal. But anyway, I'll have to look. I'll look at your website. I'll look at your website and check out the
patio chairs. You still got about the rest of your kitchen.
Yeah, that's true. You're right, David. Because here's the problem and the challenge.
I'll throw in the patio chairs for free. How about that?
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome. But here's the problem is, you know, when everything starts to go, we bought everything at about the same time. You know, and it's been about 15, 16 years now. When one thing starts to go, the other. And so my wife cleaned out the
It's kind of like our bodies, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So anyway, we have to address that as well. So, all right, brother. Well, I appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much. And keep up the great work. Glad to have you here in good old Clinton County. And we'll talk to you soon and catch you later, probably today.
And, yeah, to everybody listening, you guys have been awesome. We love it in Frankfort, and we're so excited to be there. So thank you so much.
All right.
We're super blessed.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it, man. Have a great one. Talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.
See you, buddy. Bye.
Jimmy Caldwell of Avery Home. Boy, they do a great job. So get in there. Believe me, you'll go in. You'll probably buy something because he's pretty good. Jimmy wants to wheel and deal with you as well. So, but again, we are so blessed to have, you know, Lehman Zinnias. They're in right in the downtown area. You can't, if you want a mattress, you know, Lehman's takes care of you. If you want specialty stuff, Zinnias have got all kinds of specialty dressers. Mirrors that light up. I mean, they've got a lot of stuff. So the competition is good. That's what we always say. You know, bring more people in, help us celebrate commerce by having choice. And it drives drives more people to come because there's more opportunity and it just is a better. So don't ever think, well, we're going to keep everybody out. We're going to make sure that we're going to corner the market. That's a stupid. That is so stupid. I'm just telling you, that mindset is stupid. It really, the opportunity to be able to go out there and work hard and drive competition, that's really what makes a community. And, you know, at one time, I hear all the time, we had 7 car dealerships. Well, guess what? We don't have any now, new car dealerships. So there's a reason for that. So I say, bring on the competition, bring on more people. Let's celebrate that. And make us a better community. It is Cinco de Mayo. Get out there and enjoy some food. National Teachers Day. Please hug a teacher. High five a teacher. Tell the teachers in your life, whether it be your spouse or whether it be your daughter or your mother or whatever the case may be, tell them how much they are appreciated. Or your dad or son, it's not just female, whether it be a male or female teacher. Celebrate them today. And appreciate all that they do. They're sparking the learn. You know, they're sparking you to learn. And it's not just about receiving knowledge and expanding knowledge. It really is about teaching you the excitement of learning and wanting to learn something every day. Make sure you remember to vote one more time. Clinton County Annex, downtown Frankfort, second floor conference room, Community Schools of Frankfort Education Administration Center in Frankfort. Colfax Christian Church, Kirkland Town Hall, Michigan Town Christian Church, Mulberry Park Pavilion, and Rossville Town Hall, our Town Park Pavilion in Rossville. All those places you can go vote. And do that. Vote. It is Election Day. It's Cinco de Mayo Day. It's National Teachers Day. It's a great day to celebrate all the things that God has given us here in Clinton County. Well, that's going to wrap it up for me. Unfortunately, I will not be, well, maybe that's fortunately for you, I will not be here Thursday. We have a National Day of Prayer. We've got a prayer. We're going to actually have breakfast meeting at 8 o'clock. I think I've told people 9, but it is at 8 o'clock Thursday at the new police station. We've got Senator Brian Buchanan and Mark Gindel's going to be talking. We are going to have a collective prayer as well. And then the National Day of Prayer official service will be at noon at Old Stoney, the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, the National Day of Prayer there at Old Stoney at noon. So Kevin Albert always doing a great job putting that together. So thank you very much. Have a great rest of your week. Good Lord willing, I'll be back with you next week. Until then, stay safe and always be courageous.